The Immigrant Council of Ireland says travel for family reunification purposes should be deemed essential as part of the pandemic regulations and has called on the government to change its policy on the issue. It says it's been dealing with hundreds of cases of immigrant workers in Ireland whose families have not been able to join them here since the state suspended issuing visas for non-essential travel in January. Samantha Librari has been looking at the issue and she joins us now. Samantha, can you explain what's happening here?
Well, Brian, on the 29th of January of this year, Irish Immigration Services temporarily stopped accepting new visa applications from people from all countries that require visas to come to Ireland, except for those applications that were deemed a priority or an emergency. The Immigrant Council of Ireland says since then they've been inundated with all types of cases related to this decision. One of those affected is Pamela Chiwara, who's originally from Zimbabwe. She's a metabolic lab scientist in a Dublin hospital and she came here on a critical skills visa in January of 2020. That was just before the pandemic struck. Under that visa, her husband and her 8-year-old daughter and 9-year-old son are allowed to come to Ireland to live with her. And the plan was that they'd follow 6 months later, but obviously COVID-19 delayed those plans. But at the end of last year, she began the process of applying for the visas. But her local embassy told her while her family would be granted permission to come to Ireland, they can't issue her with the visa because of the suspension of that service in January. Now, Pamela has moved to Rathoath in County Meath. She's secured places for her children in the local schools and her husband has left his job to get ready for the move, but she says the family are now in limbo.
When I applied for the visa that, you know, brought me here, it was with the understanding that I would be contributing to the healthcare system here, which I'm very happy to, and I will be able to bring my family with me, you know, and have my children with me here for as long as I'm here. This has been torture. I missed 2 birthdays. I missed Christmas. Like I missed a lot of my children's lives. You know, like my child, the younger one, is only 8, and I've missed 10% of her life that I'm never going to get back.
Pamela Chiwara. And Samantha, Pamela's story is not unique.
No, Brian, the Immigrant Council of Ireland say it's been a major issue for them over the past 4 months. They say they've had hundreds of cases of immigrant workers who've been trying to get their family to come and join them here, but who haven't been able to either apply or continue the process because of this decision. Colin Lenehan is the Information and Support Service Coordinator with the Immigrant Council of Ireland.
Our organisation has spoken to hundreds of families who have been affected by this. We fundamentally believe that families being reunited is an essential part of any family life, and a visa ban is disproportionate considering that there is a mandatory hotel quarantine system in place, but families aren't even been allowed to apply to get in.
Colin Lenehan of the Immigrant Council of Ireland. Any response from the government, Samantha?
Yes, Brian. In a statement, the Department of Justice said its immigration services intend to resume accepting applications as soon as safety concerns abate. The Minister of State at the department, James Brown, says he appreciates how difficult family separation is at this time, but he said these measures were introduced on public health grounds for the safety of all. He said the measures will continue to be kept under ongoing review in consultation with public health authorities. So it seems like the wait for Pamela and other people in her situation goes on.